It is time for us to turn our attentions to, attention to Wanderlust Wednesday. It's so exciting coming out of lockdown, level by level, because the way the Breakfast with Refilwe team and I have been struggling to be like, how do you find a new Wanderlust story when you're on lockdown and all of the planes have been grounded? This new one is actually quite a lot of fun. Jean-Red Momberg is going to join me shortly, the general manager of Visit Stellenbosch. Stellenbosch is the first destination in South Africa, and as I understand it, the only in sub-Saharan Africa to be awarded safe travel stamp by the World Travel and Tourism Council. Now, as we come out of lockdown and tourism becomes, I suppose, a little bit more normalized over time, people have resumed flights not just for business, but also for leisure now. We'll start to see, I think, a more careful tourist in the world that considers not only their effect on that particular place that they're visiting, but that place's effect on them. And so understanding that the place that they're going to happens to have the safe stamp is very important. Let's hear from Jean-Red Momberg exactly how it is that Stellenbosch has gotten this extremely important accolade.
Join the lockdown conversation now on Cape Talk.
Jean-Red, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe, and congratulations on this accolade.
Thank you very much, and good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me on your show.
For sure. Okay, so talk to me about the company that you're in. What other places have gotten this kind of nomination, or at least this validation?
Yes. So Visit Stellenbosch is the official destination marketing organization of our town. And we are absolutely delighted that the World Travel and Tourism Council had recognized the health and safety protocols that we have in place, and to the extent that they've actually validated our protocols and that we now can boast this endorsement. Yeah, so we understand that, and as you've mentioned, and in this time, that travelers will be looking for destinations that are safe and responsible, destinations that put their guests' well-being first, and then, of course, also destinations that will guarantee, in this fluid environment, that their booking is safe.
So what are some of the criteria that you had to meet and that you were, I suppose, governed by to establish this particular name?
Yes. So it's very important that all our safety protocols are in place. And then in our case, we have different protocols for different sectors. So for the restaurants, for the wine tasting facilities, for accommodation, for tourist guides. So all the protocols had to be in place, and we had to convince them that our travelers will feel safe and comfortable when visiting Stellenbosch, which they will indeed do, because we are ready.
I was about to say, so your initiative called Stellenbosch Ready is quite interesting, and I'm wondering whether or not other cities should be listening in and other municipalities on how they might learn from you. Flexible booking terms were one of the things that actually impacted this rating. Talk to us about that.
Yes, I mean, it is so important. People are looking after their money very well in this difficult time. So people want to know that once they make a booking, that if something happens related to COVID-19, that they will be able to cancel their booking and do get their money back. So it's very important to communicate that message. But it's not only, of course, important for us to have our protocols in place, but it's very important to make sure that all our members' staff is trained well. So we have formed a partnership with Bergsoft Training Centre, which is a local NGO, and they will ensure that the staff of all the Visit Stellenbosch members are prepared for the return of our guests.
Talk to me about this, Jean-Ré. Did you lobby the organization, or are they just constantly watching the municipalities to see what they're doing? Like, do you have to be like, hey guys, we'd like to apply for this statement or for this accolade with respect? I mean, you know, I just want to know whether or not, because it's going to make a very big difference, I suppose, as tourism opens up. First of all, we've got local tourism that is now open, and I know how many people love Stellenbosch anyway. I mean, you guys get the bulk of the travel. Anyway, but it's great to just have this extra, this extra nod. So imagine if maybe, I don't know, I'm in Dar, I'm the mayor of Dar, and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, can I fill in a form?
Yeah, they don't come to you. You have to go to them, and you have to convince them that you comply to their very high standards, which we were unfortunately in the position to do. So we had to unpack our protocols. Now, in South Africa, we are very fortunate that we have the TBCSA, which is the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, and they have put protocols in place. Broad protocols that we could refer to, and we obviously had to unpack those and refine them and adapt them then to our destination. So so we all our protocols are aligned with the TDCSA, and then we had to apply to the WTTC, the World Travel Tourism Council, for them to endorse and validate our protocols.
Well, this is very exciting. I mean, you guys win all the time. So I'm just excited that you continue to win. As we move out of COVID-19 lockdown, as most of us have loads of cabin fever, two of my team actually were talking about how they took their first drive in the Western Cape just last weekend. And so I think for all of us listening at the moment, it'll be very exciting to know, yeah, take a drive to Stellenbosch. And in fact, it's been vetted by a global body just to remind us that the safety protocols are in place, the booking terms are in place. And congratulations on this. Thank you so much for being this one of our first big Wanderlust Wednesdays returns to normalcy.
Thank you. And we don't only want to prepare Stellenbosch for visitors, but we also want to inspire our locals to love where they live and for them to enjoy the extensive selection of all our enticing experiences on offer. You know, we've got a family cycle along the Eerste River with a lunch at the Lanzarach Deli or a picnic in the vineyard or just a stroll down Dorp Street, a visit to the spectacular Dylan Lewis Sculpture Garden, a quick stop at Umsami Sevinkel, just to name but a few lovely things to do in Stellenbosch. And we are definitely ready to welcome our visitors back.
Bye, Dankie. Jean-Ret Momberg is the General Manager of Visit Stellenbosch. Let's get out there, guys.